In the past few years, many states have undertaken efforts to reform their criminal justice policies and practices, either from a justice perspective or out of concern that the swelling ranks of the incarcerated are breaking budgets. Policy changes across the nation have included early prisoner release before a sentence has been completed and alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders, which provide treatment for drug addiction and/or mental health issues. Just under half of inmates serving time in state prisons are there for nonviolent offenses, such as drug possession or forgery. Now, a new study from public policy experts at Dartmouth and the University of Minnesota finds that the higher the concentration of private for-profit prisons in a state, the less likely that state's legislature is to pass criminal justice reform laws. Two corporations, the GEO Group and Corrections Corporation of America, operate the majority of 200 private prisons in 28 states and the District of Columbia. Texas has 62 private prisons, while most other states operate just one. Almost 7% of federal inmates are incarcerated in private prisons, while for state inmates, it's almost 14%. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Donald Cohen, executive director of In the Public Interest, a national research and policy center that focuses on the privatization of public services. The center has issued its own reports on the privatization of U.S. prisons, which are paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Here, Cohen discusses some of the negative impacts of the privatization trend and alternatives that can make the criminal justice system more humane and cost-effective.
We don't actually think private prisons have a role in American criminal justice because the profit incentive is counter to what we need to do to reduce the number of people in prison, to be able to do in prison what we need to do in terms of getting people out with jobs, skills, and good lives, and you know, so they don't come back. One of the main things we think we need to do to reduce the number of people in prison in America is to reduce and remove the power of private prison companies. And we have seen all around the country where private prison companies are engaged, you know, lobby for things that help keep heads in beds because it's in their interest. Private prison companies make money by having people in prison. If you look at their corporate reports of CCA, the Corrections Corporation of America, or the GEO Group, these are the two major prison companies, they include a section that they call risk factors and things that could be a risk to their bottom line. And one of those things is changes in sentencing law. That bottom line, reduced crime is a bad thing. It will hurt the private prison companies materially. It will help to reduce their bottom line. You know, that's all well and good, but it's not our concern. You know, that's not how we should be running a criminal justice system.
Donald Cohen, what have you found in your organization's own research into privately run prisons?
Well, one of the things we highlighted in terms of private prison companies is we did a research a couple of years back, and we're updating it now, where we analyzed most of the private prison contracts between states and the companies. And what we found is that two-thirds of them had bed guarantees of 80, 90, and 100%. That was the range. In other words, the contract stipulated, keep the beds filled to that amount or pay us anyway. You know, we find that as a real incentive to keep the beds filled, you know, which is really pretty powerful. The last sort of contractual obligation we would want, or any obligation we would want with a private interest whose job it is to make, you know, generate revenue, have that kind of influence over the direction and the outcome of our criminal justice system and the amount of people in prison. It's awful.
And isn't the main argument they use is that private prisons are more efficient than publicly run prisons?
It sounds good, but think about what that means. You have correctional officers, you have prisons, you have food, you have prisoners, and you have programs. I mean, that's what happens in a prison. So, you know, reducing costs mean fewer correctional officers leading to more dangerous prisons. You reduce program, educational programs or others, or health care. Or they just cut corners, like to make the food crappier. When they say cost savings are more efficient, they mean that we're going to spend less on things. And so it's really important to look at what that actually means.
What about the prison guard unions? They seem to back their members no matter how outrageously they treat prisoners. Are they a break on prison reform too?
They have in the past. You know, three strikes in California where I live, you know, the Correctional Officers Union, CCPOA, was a major supporter of that back in the 90s, early 90s, I guess it was. But just this past fall, California passed what's referred to as Prop 47, which significantly reduces the number of felonies, turns them back into misdemeanors. And the correctional officers unions did not play a role. They didn't oppose it. I don't think they were engaged in particularly, but it passed quite overwhelmingly. And so what you're seeing is a real change in correctional officers unions, and for the following reasons. Overcrowding is not good for either people in prison or people who work in prisons. Number two is the correctional officers know on a daily basis that our prison system is the country's mental health system. You know, that massive numbers of people in prison really shouldn't be in prison. They should be dealt with in a sane community mental health setting. You know, the correctional officers don't have the skills. They don't think they have the skills. They don't think they should be the one. And so they're beginning to see that there's other things that need to be done in terms of that. And so that's, I think you're seeing a dramatic shift in that. Now, it's also, I should also say, they're really dangerous jobs. We've talked to lots of correctional officers as well and done some research. One of the highest rates of PTSD of any occupation in the country. High rates of suicide, high rates of divorce. It's an awful job.
That was Donald Cohen, Executive Director of In the Public Interest. For more information on the consequences of prison privatization, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.